From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. North Korea launched another intercontinental ballistic missile Friday, the second launch in just a few weeks. Pentagon spokesman, Navy Captain Jeff Davis.
We detected and tracked a single North Korea missile launch. We assessed that this was an ICBM. This is a launch that had been expected.
Davis said the missile flew in excess of 40 minutes and traveled about 1,000 kilometers laterally before splashing down into the Sea of Japan, about 163 kilometers from Hokkaido, Japan's second largest island. Russia's foreign ministry said Friday it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to new sanctions approved Thursday by Congress. VOA's Philip Alexio.
A ministry statement said it's proposing that the U.S. bring the number of diplomatic and technical staff working in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow and the Consulates General in exact accordance with the number of Russian diplomats and technical staff in the U.S. That would bring the number of U.S. diplomats and staff to 455 and would need to be completed by the end of August. Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman assured that the Russian leader had personally approved today's foreign ministry decision. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
British infant Charlie Gard, who was the center of an intense debate over children's rights and health care, died in a hospice facility Friday after his life support systems were removed. Gard was 11 months old and suffered from a rare genetic disease, which rendered him unable to see, hear, move, breathe, cry, or swallow. He was one of only 16 confirmed cases worldwide. The decision to end the baby's life came Thursday after Gard's parents and Great Ormond Street Hospital in London failed to agree to an end-of-life care plan. This is VOA News.